Don't you know how freaking incredible it is to have anxiety and studying at the university at the same time? First, I would have to talk to you, like, about what it's like to have anxiety and study in high school or in primary school. But it is a long story, and it didn't happen too much because my shell, the shell I wear in all of my youthful years was really hard to penetrate, and I was really, really lonely, and I didn't escape any of my emotions out of me, so nobody knew how I really was feeling. But when I entered to the university, that shell no longer functioned, and I had to do things that I didn't want to, and I only wanted to die and to die. I needed, it was the only thing I thought about every fucking day, having to respond questions, having to interact with people, being so fucking scared of the professors, and looking at them as if I was looking to a god. It is atrocious, man. It is fucking atrocious. It is like, I don't want to be dramatic here, but you don't know how many time I spent all by myself, just trembling and being also fucking scared. I just found places in where I could cry my eyes off. I cried and then cried more and then cried more and then cried all I could. It was terrible, really, because nobody knew me and nobody cared about me. What happened, what was happening to me, and I looked for help, and I didn't find anything or anyone. It was interested in help me, so it was at one point I knew I wasn't gonna succeed, and I thought about suicide consistently every day of the year 2017. I love you, but I hate you. And if I didn't fall off the station of the subway and crash to the subway and die was because of me, and only because of me, because it was a very lonely year, and I'm very proud of myself for not killing myself in that year. I'm really proud of myself, I really am, and I think everybody who doesn't submit to the impulse of suiciding should be clapping themselves, and I clap you. You're all so fucking great, and you can do this. This is me when I'm being optimistic. So know me, because the optimistic me is not the common me.